On capetalk.co.za.
On the app.
On DStv channel 885.
And across the city on 567 AM.
Join the conversation.
This is Cape Talk.
The result from the court case, which was to stop the Shell vessel from seismic blasting, and that was the conversation, and that was what was on everybody's mind during the course of this week. And we had a chat earlier on to Gary Kukumur in the week, and you can find that conversation on capetalk.co.za. Gary gave us a very nice explanation as to exactly what happens within the ocean floor, and what happens when you do have this kind of seismic activity happening on the ocean floor. Gary, we had to welcome you back again onto the show. Gary is the spokesperson for Wildlife and Environmental Society of South Africa. Gary, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, and good morning to your listeners. So I act on behalf of the West Algoa Bay. I mean, your listeners will probably know by this time that the court has ruled against the interdict.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, what is the outcome of that for your, not only for your organization, but the other organizations who had actually brought this urgent interdict?
Well, I mean, obviously we're gutted, but we're not deterred. You know, so we understand that this kind of process is a long-distance marathon that is won by small little victories that we piece together and we take over a long period of time. Now, the key thing here is that the communities that adjoin this area and rely on this area don't really have a voice. And obviously the complex ecosystem itself doesn't have a voice. And so we're trying to give voice to that. And in this instance, we've failed. But, you know, what we have succeeded in doing is highlighting Shell's role in this and Impact Oil and Gas's role in this. We've highlighted what seismic surveys do, and it's very clear that from the emerging science that there is harm that occurs. What we have to go further is that we have to now definitively prove that that is the case. We think it's rather ironic that we have to prove it, not the company doing the seismic surveys, but that's what it is. And so we will continue doing that. There's another survey that's planned off our own coastline here, and we will fight that too.
So Shell has now been given the go-ahead to start off, I think, with a limited area, first of all. I don't know whether it's like 500 square meters or 500 square kilometers, but the total area that they're going to be doing this is over 6,000 square meters, isn't it? So what are you looking at, and will you be watching this activity quite closely?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a number of things that are happening. The first thing to say is that there's a second interdict, and that will happen, I think, on the 13th or 14th round about there. The Tolobeni community have stated their opposition to it, and they've engaged Richard Spur and LRC Legal Resources Center to represent them. So that we'll be waiting for that one. But on Sunday, the 5th of December, all across South Africa, we're all across the sort of eastern seaboard, I think there's up to 75 protest actions that will be taken place by various people to say to Shell, not on our seashore, you know. And if you're in the boardroom of Shell, we would be urging you as a good corporate citizen to employ what we in South Africa know as the precautionary principle. We don't know enough. We know that there is harm that's going to be done. We ask you to stop. But you're likely to put profit before principle. We understand that. We understand that's the battle that we've been fighting for years. But in terms of climate change, it's very clear is that we have to stop this behavior. And the IEA have already declared that we have enough oil and gas reserves to last us for how much longer we need. We need to change our behavior to other alternatives. You know? And that's really where we will focus going forward.
Gary Kukumur chatting to us, spokesperson for the Wildlife and Environmental South Africa, Society of South Africa, chatting to us about the outcome of the court case that everybody was expecting. It hasn't gone in favor of the environmental organizations that have petitioned and brought that interdict, but it has actually gone in the favor of Shell. And I think it is something that we as concerned citizens, and not enough people are involved, and not enough of us get involved in this kind of thing. We need to level up our awareness and level up our voices against the destruction of our ecosystems and the destruction of our ecology. 0214460567, and on the WhatsApp line and 0725671567. A very good morning to you and welcome to the show.